Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. WynnBET is now live in Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, Virginia, and Arizona. From boosted parlays to in-game odds on every major sport, WynnBET has what you need to win. Sign up today to receive a $1,000 risk-free sports bet. Download the WynnBET app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. But also brought to you by PropSwap, America's marketplace to buy and sell sports bets. Use the promo code SGP on your first deposit to receive up to $500 in bonus cash. Head over to PropSwap.com or download the PropSwap app. We're also brought to you by Better Fantasy. Better Fantasy is a new free-to-play app that lets you sync your fantasy football league and bet on head-to-head matchups. Download the app today or head over to BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. That's BetterFantasy.com/SGPN. We're also brought to you by SoBet. Sign up to bet against your friends and join the social betting revolution at SoBet.io/SGPN. That's SoBet.io/SGPN. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and all of our free podcasts. You are listening to Scametta Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Twitter account for BetMUFC. That's at BetMUFC. At BetMUFC. There'll be another episode of BetMUFC dropping in the next 24 hours. And of course, for all of my additional content, head over to lockbetting.com. Start your year right with a service that has delivered 103 months in a row of transparent track profit. And I have now finalized what we made in December. I've added the in-plays to that as well. And it came up at £4,191. That's nearly 42 units, and that's good for over $5,500 just in the month of December. I was telling you guys that my clients had a very, very good Christmas off the back of landing 29 out of 31 unit plays on a run that started 25-0 with one unit plays for the month. That was before Christmas. That's why my clients had a very good Christmas, and it continued on for the rest of the month with 42 units landed. And we look to continue that momentum going here as we start the new year, looking for 104 months of profit. We have plenty to look forward to here as well in the month of January, as we are in the middle of the domestic soccer season. We are in the middle of the NBA season. We are starting the tennis season once again with the first Grand Slam of the year. The Australian Open is on the horizon. And of course, we are heading towards the end of the NFL season. We've had our best NFL season so far. We are just about to cash a ton of futures as we approach week 18. And so far this season, in the 17 weeks of the season, we have delivered 14 weeks of profit out of 17 so far. So a monster season. I don't think anybody can touch us in the NFL this year. And we look to finish strong as we head towards the end of the NFL season. So once again, head over to lockbetting.com. Start your year right. Make money in sports betting with the service that has delivered 103 months in a row of transparent drop profit. That means for over 8 years, I haven't had a single losing month. That's actually over 8.5 years. I haven't had a single losing month in sports betting. Moving on with this edition of Scommessa Italia, we begin with the infamous 11:30 a.m. kickoff. That's 6:30 a.m. Eastern time. And we're looking at this game here between Venezia and AC Milan, where AC Milan are the 4-7 away favourites. It's 10-3 on the draw, and it's 21-4 here on Venezia. I'm going to roll with Milan to continue winning here off the back of getting their season back on track with a home win against Roma in midweek. And I think they'll win this, but I'm going to tack on over 2.5 goals here to give myself a little bit more value. This takes the play to plus money here at 5-4. Venezia could aid that over here. They could score a goal, which takes us over the over 2.5 goals. But I'm not going to take both teams to score, because I'm going to be a little bit safer in case Milan just outright score 3 goals and keep a clean sheet. Although that doesn't seem very likely. Milan and both teams to score, if you want to play, is available at 5-2. Four of Venezia's home league defeats also saw both teams score. And Venezia have put goals past the likes of Lazio, Juve and Roma so far this season. Five of Milan's 7 away league wins also saw both teams score, and only Sassuolo's league games have averaged more goals than Milan so far this season, with 3.8 per match. So you could go either way with it. Obviously, it's a little bit safer to take Milan and over 2.5 goals, just in case Venezia don't score and there's some kind of situation where they go down to 10 men or something like that, where Milan will be scoring the goals for you and you still have a chance of cashing with over 2.5 goals. But you have no chance with Milan and both teams to score if Venezia don't contribute. But I don't think it'll play out like that. I think Venezia will contribute towards a scoring, and Milan and both teams to score is a good play here at 5-2. I'm just going to be safer and take Milan and over 2.5 goals here, and that one is available at 13-10, best price. Up next, we'll look at a game here between Empoli and Sassuolo, where Empoli are the 6-4 favourites. It's 14-5 here on the draw, and Sassuolo are the narrow 7-5 favourites, and that is very narrow. I'm not interested in taking a winner here. Sassuolo are a massively unreliable team. They failed to win in their return game in midweek, failing to win and getting a 1-1 draw. So I'm not taking Sassuolo on any kind of money line or anything like that at the moment. I'm just going to go for goals here in this game. And Sassuolo didn't even get the over the line for us in midweek. We took an over 2.5 goals in the Sassuolo game, and that ended up being a 1-1 draw. I couldn't believe there wasn't any goals in the last 40 minutes of that game. But we look to rebound here by taking another over. The over 2.5 is actually at 4-7 here, so it's very juiced. But if you tack on both teams to score with it, that does get you up to 7-10, which is a much better return. And I think if this game's going over 2.5 goals, you can pretty much guarantee that both teams are going to find the net. Four of the last 5 head-to-heads at this venue saw at least 3 goals, with 70% of Empoli's league games so far this season producing over 2.5 goals, while 80% of Sassuolo's league games have produced over 2.5 goals so far this season as well. And Sassuolo are coming into this one without a clean sheet in their last 14 games. So Empoli should definitely score. Sassuolo are a very free scoring team, and I believe this one will sail over with both teams finding the net. And I like that play a lot here. So both teams to score and over 2.5 goals combined, which is available at 7-10 here for this one. Up next, we look at Napoli at home to Sampdoria, where Napoli are the 4-11 favourites. It's 4-1 here on the draw, and it's 7-1 here on Samp. Napoli are really doing us wrong with our locks at the moment. We've lost back-to-back locks because Napoli managed to blow a parlay by losing at home to Spezia before the winter break. And then they came back and a depleted team full of COVID cases and injuries and players travelling to the African nations ended up getting a result away to Juve. They held Juve to a draw. Juve had enough chances to win that game in the second half, but they didn't. They also made the better start to that game, but Napoli caught them with a sucker punch with a depleted team and came away from Juventus with a draw. I think results like that pretty much summarise Juve's season. They've had temporary runs where they've picked up points, but all of a sudden they end up with a bad result out of nowhere, and then sometimes that has led to a run of bad results. I'm not sure that's going to be the case this time out, but there's just too many drop points for Juve so far this season. They've won only half of their games, and that's why they are not challenging for the league. And that was a very, very disappointing draw, but a very, very good result for Napoli, and they'll be looking to build on that here against Sampdoria, who are coming off their own disappointing result, a 2-1 home defeat against Cagliari. I think Napoli get themselves back on the winning track here. This is a game they should win. They're getting more players back than they had for the Juve game. I like Napoli with over 2.5 goals tacked on, much like we did for the Milan game. Napoli have only kept one clean sheet in their last six games and two in their last 12. They're also missing Koulibaly here, who's their best central defender. Both teams have scored in each of Sampdoria's last 8 matches. So whereas they were poor last time out, they have gone on a decent run that's got them out of relegation danger. So they may be able to contribute towards a scoring here to get you to the over 2.5 mark. And Napoli thrashed Sampdoria 4-0 away from home in September's reverse fixture. If that's the scoreline, again, you obviously won't need Sampdoria to contribute towards it. So we're going to take Napoli to win. We're going to tack on the over 2.5 goals here. And that gets you even money plus 100 here for this game. Up next, we look at Udinese at home to Atalanta, where Udinese are the 6-1 underdogs. It's 7-2 on the draw, and it's 4-9 here on Atalanta. Atalanta just outside what we can pick for a moneyline play, but I'm not sure that I would, given that Atalanta were pretty poor before the winter break and they had their game postponed when they were looking to return in midweek. So this is really their first game back. I'm not sure what kind of Atalanta we'll see. But what you can be certain of is that Atalanta will find a way to score in this game. But you can almost be equally certain as of late that Atalanta will find a way to concede. Therefore, I am going to go for both teams to score. There's heavy data for both teams to score, and it's heavy data for over 2.5 goals here in this one as well, given that over 2.5 goals have been scored in 20 of Atalanta's 25 games so far this season across all competitions. Atalanta actually have the only unbeaten away record in Serie A this season, winning 8 and drawing 2 on their travels so far, while over 3.5 goals has been scored in 4 of Udinese's last 5 games, with Udinese actually scoring 14 goals and conceding 8 during that run. So goals very, very likely here. You can take the over 2.5, or you can take both teams to score. I'm going to go for both teams to score here, which is available at the price of 9-13. Up next, we look at Genoa at home to Spezia, where Genoa are the even money favourites. It's 23-10 here on the draw, and it's 13-5 here on Spezia. Italian football has changed a lot, and we're looking at a lot of overs, particularly this season. This is one of the games here where we're looking towards an under. The under 2.5 goals here is available at 4-5 minus 125. The reason I like it is because of the data, which says that Genoa have only scored 8 league goals at home so far this season, while Spezia have only scored 9 away from home. Genoa come into this in terrible form. They're winless in 17 games, whereas Spezia have won just 1 of 9, making both sides very, very lackluster in front of goals. And the two teams actually played out a 1-1 draw in October, and that match wasn't very good, despite the fact it had 2 goals. It only actually produced 4 shots on target overall. So I think this is a very good game here to take an under. This is a relegation 6-pointer. I think it's going to be tight and tense. Neither team's going to want to lose to the other, and I think this one plays plays out to be a pretty cagey affair going underneath 2.5 goals. Up next, what is arguably the game of the weekend on paper in Italy. It's Roma at home to Juventus, where Juventus are the 5-4 favourites to win this game. It's 12-5 on the draw, and it's 2-1 here on Roma. Roma have been pretty decent at home so far this season, but I think this is a spot where Juve can make up for dropping points in the Napoli game. They were in decent form before that, but once again, as I was saying, when they've been going on runs this season, they've had very disappointing results. They've ended those runs. I remember them losing at home to Sassuolo, and that game in midweek will feel like a defeat because they would have really felt like winning that game. And I don't think they were necessarily complacent. I don't think they were looking at the Napoli team and thinking, oh, we should just walk over this team, because there is a rivalry between the two, with Juve getting the better of it over the years in a sense, with them winning league titles, of Napoli often finishing in second place. But over the last couple of years, Napoli have got the better of Juve, so there is a big rivalry going into that game, and I don't think Juve would have looked past them at any point. I just feel that they were rusty from the winter break, and we can see that. That's happened to better teams than Juve. We saw Real Madrid come out of their winter break in La Liga and lose to Getafe after being so unbelievable in the first half of the season, and I think Juve get past that here. As for Roma, they're coming off the back of a 3-1 defeat against AC Milan, and they're going to have players suspended here in this game because they went down to 9 men. Juve aren't beaten in 7 games, conceding just twice in that run and winning to nil 5 times, whereas Roma have lost 4 of their 6 meetings with top 5 opposition in Serie A this season. So whereas they can beat the teams underneath, and particularly at home where they're very good, they are struggling against the better teams, despite the fact that they did win away to Atalanta, and I'll always remember that because that ended a run of 25 locks in a row, combined with sports gambling podcast free picks and picks over at lockbetting.com at a 1-unit level. That was ended by that result, but that is a rare win for Roma against teams in the top 5. Juve meanwhile have lost just twice in 8 games against teams currently in the league's top 8. Fixtures which included a 1-0 win over Roma already earlier on in the season back in October. So I'm going to go for the away side here. I think Juve managed to get it done. I like them here at the price of 5-4, with Roma having a poor record against teams above them in the league, and them having defensive suspensions here off the back of the last game against AC Milan, where they reduced it down to 9 men. Up next, we move on to our 2 7:45 kickoffs. We begin with Inter Milan at home to Lazio. Inter Milan are the 2-5 favourites here to win this game. It's 4-1 on the draw, and it's 7-1 here on Lazio. I think Inter Milan get back here to winning ways. Lazio are very poor away from home, and this is a game that I think Inter Milan will win, despite the fact it's against one of the teams in the top half, one of the teams considered contenders for a European place. Lazio are one of the marquee names here in Italy, but Lazio, as I said, are poor away from home, and I think this is the type of game that Inter Milan win and have been winning throughout this season. Inter Milan have won 7 matches on the bounce in Serie A, the last 6 without conceding a single goal, so they have really tightened things up at the back as well. Inter have the division's only unbeaten home record, winning 7 and drawing 2 at the San Siro, and they've only conceded 6 times at home so far all season. And Lazio's only away wins in Serie A so far have come against newly promoted teams or struggling opponents. So I think this is a plum home win. There is data to take Inter Milan to win to nil here, and that is available at 13-8. But Lazio are a team who score a lot of goals. But what's more concerning is that they concede a lot of goals. And I think Inter Milan will be able to get at them easily here. And rather than taking Inter to nil, I will take Inter Milan -1.5 on the Asian handicap line. That can still cash if Inter Milan win this to nil. Obviously, Inter Milan keeping a clean sheet benefits that play a lot. But I think if Inter Milan do manage to concede a goal, they can score 3 or 4 here against this team. Lazio defend abysmally, and I like Inter -1.5 on the Asian handicap line here at plus money, 6-5 plus 120. Our final game here for this Sunday slate sees Verona at home to Salernitana, where Verona are the 4-11 favourites to win this game. It's 4-1 here on the draw, and it's 7-1 here on Salernitana. Much like the last game, this is a game where I fancy Verona to cover the handicap. They're available at exactly the same price here at +120. That's 6-5 for Verona to cover the -1.5 Asian handicap line. This Salernitana team are going down. They are winless in 9 games, scoring just 1 goal in that run and conceding 21 goals across those 9 games. So that's over 2 a game. The visitors have been beaten by more than a 1 goal margin in 6 of their last 7 Serie A matches. And Verona's record of 36 goals scored is bettered only by 4 Serie A teams. They are Inter, AC Milan, Lazio and Atalanta. So they've actually scored more goals than Juve. And Juve is one of the teams that they beat at home this season. They have a lot of good marquee home wins. So I very much expect them to get a win against the team who are the worst team in Italy here in Salernitana. They'll be licking their lips at the prospect of this. And whereas they are not one of the bigger names in Italy, they are a team who are scoring a lot of goals. They are a team who are very good at home. And they are a team who will be looking to blow past Salernitana here tomorrow. So that's why I'm going to take Verona to cover the -1.5 Asian handicap line, and that is available once again at 6-5 +120 here in this one. Closing out with your lock here on the show, we've not had a good run of locks as of late on this show. We've actually lost 3 in a row, so I'm not very happy about seeing 15-3 turns to 15-6. So we need a bounce back, and therefore I'm going to go for 2 locks here on this show, 2 very different locks. And here's the reason why. I couldn't really decide what handicap I wanted to play from the 7:45 kickoffs, whether I wanted to go for Inter Milan -1.5 or whether I wanted to go for Verona -1.5. So in the end, what I've decided to do is just parlay together the 2 selections on the money line, because when you're taking Verona at 4-11 and you're taking Inter Milan at 2-5, you're getting a pretty decent return there on the money line parlay. So I'm going to go for Verona and Inter. I'm not going to worry about the handicaps, although I would not dissuade you from taking them separately. I would probably recommend a half unit on both. But your lock here is going to be to take both selections here on the money line in the money line parlay at 2-5 and 4-11. And combined, that gives you the price of 10-11 -110 here for this parlay. Your second selection here is going to be for over 2.5 goals combined with both teams to score for the game between Empoli and Sassuolo. Now, we ran through some of this data earlier on. 70% of Empoli's league games this season have produced over 2.5 goals. And 80% of Sassuolo's league games have produced over 2.5 goals this season. And Empoli have gone under the radar as one of the most entertaining teams in Serie A. They're coming off a 3-3 draw against Lazio in midweek in a game where they went 2-0 up early on. They then squandered that lead, letting Lazio get it back to 2-2. They went back ahead and then conceded late on in the game and could have lost that game as well. But they have been the serial entertainers. As I said, they've gone under the radar. But that game took their average goals per game up to 3.5. But at home, that goals per league game average shoots up to 4 a game, with a league high 9 of 10 matches seeing at least 3 goals scored. This has been largely down to their awful Serie A home defensive record, which has seen them concede a league high 24 goals so far this season. And we were talking about Sassuolo earlier. We talked about them on the last show as well. They now don't have a clean sheet for 14 games in a row. So this is very, very strong data. And getting over 2.5 goals here, combined with both teams to score at 7-10, I think represents some very, very solid value. And therefore, that's why we are taking it as the second lock here on the show. So Empoli and Sassuolo, over 2.5 goals combined with both teams to score at 7-10. That's it for me in this edition of Scommessa Italia. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.